Welcome to Live Well, Be Well, a show to help high performers improve their health and well-being. This is an excerpt from my conversation with Ali Abdul, the most followed productivity expert on YouTube. Ali explains in this episode how you can overcome fear.
And another practical thing people can do to overcome fear is, it's something called the Batman effect. This is something I talk about in the book. There's a really cool study they did on kids in like kindergarten or something. And they split them into a bunch of different groups. And one of the groups, they told, you know, just do the task as normal, whatever the thing was. And one of the groups, they said, imagine you're your favorite cartoon character, like Dora the Explorer or Batman, for example, and just do the thing as if you are that character. And they found that the group that was pretending like they were this cartoon character, they performed better on the task and they enjoyed it more. So it's like they were feeling good and they were more productive. And they called this the Batman effect, that thinking of yourself as someone other than who you are massively sort of changes the way you approach something. And so I do this, for example, like these glasses are fake. I don't actually need glasses because I've had LASIK a few years ago. But I just kind of, you know, kept on wearing them because putting on my fake glasses, like whenever I'm on camera or anything or giving a talk, I put the fake glasses on because I step into my, so for me, the Batman is young Professor X from the X-Men series. And he's like a really good teacher and like he's really good at explaining stuff and he's like a nice guy and he's got like telekinetic powers and that's pretty freaking cool. But I just sort of put the glasses on and I'm like, okay, I'm in that mode. I'm in the mode of kind of just, you know, it's not about me. It's about what's the message I can share that would help. You know, I think of any listener or whatever, a viewer as being a student. Like if I were a teacher teaching some students, what I've learned along the way, just sharing some ideas, what would that look like? And that to me looks like young Professor X.
I fake glasses. Love this.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Wasn't there, you wrote about this. I love it. You, this is now your persona. What we call it? Professor X.
Professor X, yeah. From Professor X. Have you seen X-Men?
No.
Oh, man. This reference is lost.
Man, I'm not.
People in the audience.
But I feel
it's like...
It's
Wolverine, Cyclops. Do you know Wolverine?
I mean, I know who like they are, but it's not my type
so
of
Professor
vibe.
X is the guy in the wheelchair. He's like the leader of like the school for gifted and talented youngsters. And he goes around the world finding these mutants. And
oh,
he's
wow.
like bringing them into his school and he's like coaching them and mentoring them.
And that's you?
I'd like to think so.
That is you. I mean, I'm now literally going to go home and watch X-Men.
And then there's Magneto and like...
You're lost on
me. Wow.
It's totally lost on me.
I've never met someone who... Okay, that's cool.
You have now.
But
I mean, I will now go home and watch it.
It's really good.
And I'm now going to think of you. And nice. I love that you... I mean, I have a similar... I don't have a persona per se, but I use it in the way I dress. Hmm. And so when I'm at home, I'll just be in my slacks.
Yeah.
Whereas when I want to interview somebody, or even if I need to be at home and be hyper-focused... and I'm writing, I will go and change my clothes. Sometimes I'll change them twice, three times in a day to embody that persona that I want to be like. Whereas I know that when I'm dressing in my yoga gear, I'm not that creative person that I want to be. And so for me, I guess that probably fits in what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
But was it Adele that you said that had Beyoncé as her persona?
Yeah, so Beyoncé and Adele have both had different like alter egos that they use to get on stage. So Beyoncé's, I think, was called Sasha Fierce. And I think that was one of her early albums. Because early on in Beyoncé's career, she got a lot of like stage fright and was like, I don't know, getting into her head too much. So she created this like alter ego called Sasha Fierce. And she's like, on stage, that's who I am. Mm. And then she ended up shedding it after a few years because she didn't need it anymore. But Adele also had like really bad stage fright back in the day. So she took inspiration from Beyoncé and made a character called Sasha Carter, which was an amalgamation of Beyoncé's Batman, Sasha Fierce, and also this country singer called June Carter, who apparently was famous. So Adele was like, cool, on stage, I am this amalgamation of like this inspirational figure that Beyoncé used and also this really cool country singer. And that was who she was on stage. She was like, I'm not Adele anymore. I'm Sasha Carter. And it just changes the way you approach stuff.
So for anyone struggling with procrastination, go and make your alter ego.
Make your alter ego, yeah.
Make your avatar.
That's the one. Once the thing's on your calendar, it's got to be on the calendar.
It's got to be on the calendar.
That's the first. That's the basic one. And then if you're still struggling, put it, you know, find your Batman. And then if you're still struggling from that, just do the thing for 5 minutes and tell yourself that's all you're going to do.
And put on some Lord of the Rings background music.
Yeah, or Pirates of the Caribbean. Or have you seen Pirates of the Caribbean?
I have seen Pirates.
Nice.
It's got Johnny Depp in. 100% I've seen Pirates of the Caribbean.
Just anything that makes you feel uplifted. Just makes the thing a little bit more fun.
I do think we really underestimate, and I wrote this in my Members Hub newsletter today, around our different senses. We forget about sound, how that affects us emotionally. We forget about touch. We forget about scent.
Mm.
And all of these things can really help us. For me, actually having scent is one of the biggest things that I use to help focus.
How so?
I react really, really well to having candles and essential oils all put over my wrists and my temples.
Okay.
And I remember when I was doing my biochemistry exam, and I was so terrified about not remembering. I think the thing about dyslexics that I was told is that we have a much shorter ledge than other people. So we can't retain our information as well. So for me, I can do as much studying as possible. There's only so much that's going to fit on that ledge. Hmm. You'll have a much larger ledge than I will. So I've got to be really strategic about what I decide to intake in the information before an exam. Because essentially it's about memory, you know, and if I can remember it.
Yeah.
Rosemary is a really good essential oil for helping you bring back certain memories. So when I was studying in certain parts, I would always have fresh rosemary and scent around me. And then I would take it into my exam. And then I would smell it during the exam. And that helps bring back that memory.
I didn't know this was a thing for scent. This is a thing. So they've done a weird study where they got people to prepare for a test. And then they got another group to prepare for the test underwater. Like this was a group of divers. And they were just like, prepare for the test underwater. So they had like waterproof, whatever.
Love to see that stuff.
And then they got them to do the test. And then one group did it on land and the other group did it underwater. And they found that if you studied underwater and did the test underwater.
Thanks so much for listening. To hear the full episode, there's a link in the description.